Today, an opportunity to speak with Jim Webb, CEO of Lower Valley Energy. We just take it for granted. Our lights are on, our heat's on in the middle of a pandemic. Jim Webb, how are you doing at Lower Valley Energy, and how are you doing all this behind the scenes? Quietly just keeping our lights on and quietly just keeping the heat on. How's it working?
Yeah, so we've always had a disaster recovery plan, disaster response plan, and of course we had to update it for this current situation. And we've worked closely with all the co-ops in Idaho, in Wyoming, CDC, our national organizations to make sure that we've got the best practices in place. And I feel like we've done that. We've put a response plan together for COVID-19. And basically it's built in stages, Dan, where we started with all services in place, but just did the things everybody else was doing, like the social distancing. We had to lock our doors. That's the first time in Lower Valley's history we've ever had to do that. And it was pretty hard to do to, you know, we've always tried to be very member-centered, focused on our customers, and that's the most important thing to us, obviously. But to lock the doors, that was a very tough thing. And but separation of our crews and keeping people safe and healthy. And as we move through the stages, and we're at stage three of our stage four response plan, which gets more isolation, more separation of crews, and, you know, dropping some of the non-essential services and focusing on keeping the lights on and the gas flowing and making sure that we're here to serve. So we're at stage three. We haven't had to go to the stage four, and I hope we don't, but that's where we're at right now. And we've done some things that are pretty unique, like we've even talked to some of our retired employees that if things got really bad, that we could call on them to help with emergency response. And we've also been in contact with some of our contractors that we use on a normal basis to make sure that if we had an emergency, they can come and help us. And then also with all the utilities in Idaho and Wyoming, we've got a mutual aid agreement that we can call on them if we get in a dire situation, and they can call on us and we can go help them. So we're ready to really respond to any situation that comes up. And financially, we're going to struggle for a little bit like everybody is. We're feeling the pain like everybody. We've built a model to kind of track where we think revenue will be and different cash levels, make sure that we're going to be able to cover our costs and be able to keep the lights on and the gas flowing, and make the budget cuts where we can and conserve cash where we can. But I just want to assure everybody that, you know, we'll struggle a little bit too, but we'll be financially strong on the other end. And we want to be here when we put things back together. We want to be part of the solution for the community, and we need to be physically and financially strong to be able to do that.
Well, we appreciate you bringing us up to date on what's happening there. We just take it for granted. The lights are on, the heat's on, the gas flowing, everything's just continuing, but there's a lot of planning, a lot of detail that goes into it behind the scenes. And you talk about those rates. even when you cut, we're still the cheapest rates in the nation, aren't we, for power?
Yeah, of all the electric co-ops in the country, we have the lowest rates. And we do that because we want our customers to have the best service they can, our members at the lowest cost. And it's being a cooperative is a unique business model, but I think it's a great one. And especially in a situation like this, we're all in it together. Everybody owns Lower Valley. Our only purpose is to serve our members and the community. And so I think it's the perfect business model for this kind of disaster.
Thank you. Jim Webb, CEO, Lower Valley Energy. Appreciate all you're doing, keeping the lights and the heat on. Stay safe over there, Jim.
Thank you.